Obispo Street Cooling.
Hey, is Felipe available by chance?
No, he's not. I could leave the message for him.
Yeah, sure. Do you expect him back in today, or?
Probably not. He was here this morning, but I doubt he might pop in tomorrow, but I really don't know either.
Okay, no worries. Monday, you mean, or?
Well, no, tomorrow. Well, he could pop in tomorrow. If not, he might stop by Monday. He kind of just comes in and out. He's he's the owner, so he
kind of does what he wants.
Yeah.
Is this Mike?
Yeah.
Mike, it's Julian from Bank of Cardiff. We had a conversation yesterday, man. How are you?
Oh, okay. Yeah, good.
Good, man.
Yeah, actually, he came in this morning, and he doesn't sound like he's interested in any financing. I think I told you yesterday he's kind of getting to the point where he thinking about wrapping it up.
Yeah, getting ready for retirement and stuff like that.
Yeah, so he's probably not interested in any new equipment or financing for anything. He's probably thinking the opposite. He's probably starting to think of selling off stuff. But
yeah, so he's not looking. He's not going to be like passing it down to anybody in this family. He's just going to just sell it to like a big company or something.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to leave it to anybody. Yeah, I think he was. There was one guy he was going to kind of let take over, but then he didn't really even want it. I guess he said, too much responsibility. So he said, oh, well, he was. Then he was talking about selling, and then the people that were going to buy it pulled out. And then they came back and said, well, you know, maybe we'll take it. But by that time, he had already kind of committed to somebody for a couple years. So.
Oh, I see. I see.
But yeah, remains to be seen what's going to happen, but we probably won't be here for too much longer.
Gotcha. Well, how long does your guys' equipment usually last you? Like all the cooling systems, stuff like that. Are there any like main pieces that you have to replace like every couple years or something?
I'm not really sure. I know like the engine room and stuff. We just kind of have maintenance, or a company comes in and kind of maintains everything for us. And then
gotcha.
Usually, if anything goes wrong, or if there's any parts that need replacing, they'll order it themselves. And then, because I don't know, there's a lot of specific parts for these different stuff, and I think they kind of handle that everything themselves. And then I don't even know if we just kind of keep us or let us know what's going on, and I think they just send us the bill or.
Gotcha. So how does it work? Are the cooling systems like built into the facilities, like into the buildings, or did they like kind of have to build it into it, or say for example, if you guys sold, you know, got rid of the building and sold the business and just liquidated everything, would another company come in and use that cooling system, or would they take out all the cooling system from the building completely?
It depends. Like the company next door to us was thinking about buying it, and if they did, they probably would the easiest thing to do would be just to leave it as it is, and they could use it as a cooling facility.
Right.
But it is an older building, so if there was some other outside company that bought it, they could have something else in mind, just because, I mean, some places, this place has been here since the 50s, I'm pretty sure, and
wow.
it's pretty old.
Has Felipe owned the company since then?
No, he bought it, it was like 13 years he's had it,
yeah,
like that.
Gotcha, okay.
Maybe a little longer, but
yeah. I'm just trying to think, maybe down the line there's something we can help you guys with. Maybe if he sells it to a new owner, I'm sure he'd consider just kind of keeping everything the same way. And then if he's looking to like revamp or renovate or anything like that, we can kind of help him with the financing side of it. Is it like, you said it's like a really old building?
Well, yeah, it's been here. The original cooler that was here since, I'm pretty sure it was built in the 50s. But they've added on since then over the years, so parts of it are older than other parts. But and then we do have a lot of stuff that we've gone in and renovated a little bit and kind of fixed up, because we kind of have to for food safety purposes. You can't have old, rusty.
Oh yeah.
Everywhere, otherwise you get written up left and right. But so I mean, we kind of keep it, you know, as polished as we can. But
yeah.
But it is old. That's definitely.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, if he maybe renovates some more parts of it, make it look, you know, a little bit newer and stuff, it'll make it easier for him to sell the business and maybe he can get some more money out of it.
Yeah, even our manager was talking to him about that, and they were kind of running through the things, and they I think they came to the conclusion that it probably the if
not worth it.
Yeah, it'd probably come out about the same. So
break
they,
even.
They were, yeah, they'd say, well, I might see. As well let the other guy deal with all the
it.
Hassle.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I think I asked you yesterday, but does he have an email address I could reach him at?
Yeah, well, I think, yeah, you asked me yesterday. He's, I mean, this guy, he's, like...
He's too old. He doesn't use it.
He's old. He's pretty old, and I don't even know if he probably doesn't even know how to work half the stuff. He's one of those type of...
I gotcha. Does he,
I highly doubt, I've never heard of, he has an email address.
Okay.
But
does he have somebody that handles, like, all the administrative stuff for him? Like, for example, that could look over, like, the financing offers that we've sent or anything like that, or would it just be him?
He basically makes all the final decisions. I don't know if he has somebody that,
Like,
that
doesn't email or communication work for him or anything?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think he has another, I'm not sure what company that handles most of his finances and stuff and all that.
Yeah.
He probably does have somebody. I'm not sure who that is.
Yeah.
We're kind of a separate, I don't know, division or whatever of the company.
Yeah.
Because he had a harvesting, too, and then he had this, but... he stopped harvesting a few years ago because that kind of is a lot harder in the area. With the rent on the farmland has gone up way up in the last few years, and so he just said, oh, the hell with it. I'm going to quit that. So I think he still has somebody over there that probably handles, like, makes out our checks, and they handle all that stuff. But
gotcha. So it used to be the business used to have two sides. It used to be the farming and produce and stuff like that, and the cooling, is that right?
Yeah, and then he kind of stopped. He used to grow broccoli, and he just decided it was just not even worth the hassle.
Yeah.
Even there, too, it was like, you know, you break out even, and why go through the hassle of doing all the work if you're not going to make nothing, so.
Yeah, so he sort of just handles... it's still broccoli that you guys do, like, the refrigeration and stuff for, but he just handles, like, the refrigeration side of it, and then the other guys do the actual, like, agriculture stuff, and is that right?
I'm not sure. I think they still, they might, they have a harvesting crew, so I'm pretty sure they'll harvest for other growers in the area that need, I guess, even, crews have been tight for cutting the broccoli and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he still does a little bit of that, and so they have, like, a little office somewhere else where they handle that. But it's kind of their central place where we're kind of all of our checks and stuff come from them, and I'm sure that, well, they must handle all the finances for both businesses. And
I see. So they're still connected in some way.
Yeah, I'm pretty well. We're all under the same. They actually recently just changed the name. I'm not even sure what the heck they changed it to, but we're all under the same name. We're just kind of, I forget what the heck it's called. Different. What's the division? I don't know what the heck he.
Mm.
They had to do some stuff for tax purposes. I don't know. They changed the name though.
I see.
We're still Obispo Street Cooling, but we're. Acting on the par. I don't know what the heck it's some weird
doing thing. Business as something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what it was.
Gotcha. Cool. All right, man. Well, maybe I'll check back in a few weeks or maybe a month or something just to see if I can maybe catch him in the office and or in the area and see maybe what I can help with in the future. So.
Okay.
Cool.
No problem.
Well, thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Nice chatting with you again. Hope to talk soon, and you enjoy your weekend, man.
You're welcome. You too.
Thanks, man. Bye bye.
Okay.